Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is getting most of the attention this week, but there are other goings on Capitol Hill. Today, the Senate and House Veterans Affairs Committees held a joint session to hear the concerns of American vets from a number of groups, including Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA, which focused attention on the challenges faced by the country's female vets. This is a growing population with 345,000 women deployed since 9/11. Overall, there are 2 million female veterans. Allison Jaslow is chief of staff at Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and served two tours in Iraq. She testified today. Allison, welcome.
Thanks, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How did today go?
It was great, you know, and as I was telling your producers before this, it's a sunshiny day in Washington, D.C., and nothing makes me happier.
Yeah, well, there's that. Well, you were part of a panel of 9 veterans groups. There are only 2 that were represented by women, including you. You were one of them. Now, some people might say, well, 2 out of 9, that's about right for the equation, for the balance. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, we weren't the first panel that's been before Congress discussed veterans issues, so I don't know exactly what proportion we do across the board. But I will say, you know, it's great to hear not only more members, more senators, and some of our colleagues on the panel today talking about women's issues, but understanding that there is still a disparity, even if we as a nation want to treat all veterans equally and make sure that they all have the support that they deserved and earned, we still have a long way to go when it comes to women veterans.
Well, you pointed out in your testimony, this is metaphor, but the VA motto that greets people when they come in for treatment is, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. Of course, we do care for the hims who've borne the battle, but your new hashtag is she who borne the battle. What is it exactly that female veterans want from the VA?
So I will first like to make sure that I highlight the issue of recognition when it comes to women veterans. In IAVA's most recent member survey, just 27% of IAVA women veterans feel like the public understands their sacrifice and their service. And this extends to the VA. That's why we've really focused in on the change of the motto. Without having recognition and culture change that must start at the top, which has to do with the tone that we set, even on the sign around the door on the way in, can we not get the full support that the women veterans need within those VA facilities?
Right. So it's just even thinking, being reminded that women are involved. And are there special medical issues, for instance, that female veterans need that maybe, you know, the VA, which has had so many problems, you know, just isn't up to speed on yet? What are some of your other concerns?
Well, you know, I'd say that no different than men and women elsewhere in America, there are unique biological differences for men and women. So making sure that we actually take a data and a approach to seeing and making sure that we have the support for women based on what like science tells us is the first step. But, you know, outside of that, just making sure that women veterans are able to navigate the VA system is one of the biggest challenges to making sure that they get the care that can be provided for them. Mm-hmm. In addition to making sure that they can get the full array of services that you can get in the private sector in the VA, which is what, you know, comes commonly for male veterans, things like mammography, screenings, and, you know, other sort of female-specific care.
Yeah. And you have said, and others have said as well, that more women in leadership positions will, you know, fulfill some of these needs. But we're having this conversation as there are new reports that despite the military investigation, that secretive group of current and former Marines, some are still sharing explicit photos of active duty women and veterans. You know, we spoke to former Marine Captain Angie Morgan about this scandal, and she says it doesn't represent the values of the Marines that she knows. But there are Marines continuing to do this. Your thoughts?
You know, I think every time I'm asked about this issue, the one thing I want to make sure folks remember, at least for me, is the power of command climate. I firmly believe that soldiers, Marines, airmen, aren't going to do, with the exception of a few bad actors, things that they don't feel like will be tolerated. And so it has to start with the top. As somebody who's served myself. I've heard all too often language that is insensitive to women. And, you know, when you are wearing the uniform yourself, it's unfortunate that you're forced between the decision of being ostracized for speaking up or being somebody who figures out a way to kind of muscle through the commentary, blend in with the boys, so you can get the credit for your service and your contributions that you deserve. You know, I would suspect that still today, even though we've got women integrated into combat roles, that if you don't really have commanders, and especially the men in uniform who are next to these women, who have to endure and tolerate insensitive language speaking up, we're really not going to get the change that we need, and we're not going to stop incidents like these.
That's Alison Jaslow, Chief of Staff for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA, which, by the way, put her forth to testify today about Veterans Affairs. She's a veteran of the Iraq War. Alison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.